everybody, and welcome back to Girls Unscripted. Today, we are recapping Vanderpump Rules, Season 11, Episode 6, called Saw It on the Gram. But first, so much has happened since the last time
you and I. Bravo has been a blur.
It literally has exploded with Vanderpump Rules shit that is more interesting than what's actually happening on Vanderpump Rules.
Yep, which we might see on the Valley.
We might see on the Valley. So Brittany and Jax are separated.
Separated.
Officially, which I thought it was a lot. I did not think that they were actually separating.
Everyone thought that this was like a PR stunt.
I don't think it's PR.
I don't think it is either. She's not known to do that.
She'd still be on Vanderpump Rules if it wasn't for Jax.
Oh, 100%. And they've interviewed castmates about it. And they've been like, trust me, it's not a PR stunt. So I believe Lala, Stassi, etc.
Oh, they all said that.
I think so.
Well, also, do you remember when Jax said like that Brittany had a stroke and then they had to go? Basically, Jax was like, my wife had this like medical issue, blah, blah, blah. She had a stroke. So then that was the news, that Brittany Cartwright had a stroke. Then they had to go onto their podcast and Brittany had to be like, Jax, you need to tell them that I didn't have a stroke.
What?
And he was like, I got confused. Like, she was pissed off. She was like, I did have some medical things.
That was
things.
Such a good impression, by the way.
That actually was. Yeah, that was, I know. Really, I was waiting for you to compliment me. But yeah, she was like, you need to correct that. I did have medical issues, but I never had a stroke.
What did she have? How could you possibly get that confused?
I think it was like stroke-like symptoms, but she didn't like have a stroke. Shit. I'm not 100% positive, but.
Brittany.
So I'm excited to see where that goes. Also, Rachel is suing Tom and Ariana.
At the same time. And not Bravo. Not Bravo. But
and
just
not
Tom
Bravo.
And
not Evolution. Not the production company. Just Tom and Ariana. Good luck. And then Lala's pregnant.
Lala is pregnant.
Yeah.
With a sperm donor.
Yeah. And she did a podcast episode on her podcast with her mom. And they said something that like, I thought it was a little weird, but I wasn't going to say anything about it. But then my friends who have kids were like, no, that was fucking weird. Basically, Lala and her mom were like, yeah, we're doing it with a sperm donor because we want a child that's completely ours. We don't want a baby that we have to share.
Lala said the best thing about this baby is that it doesn't have a baby daddy or something like that.
But yeah, I just feel like it's weird to say. Like, imagine if you were Ocean. I would feel like my mom loves me less because she has to share me. But the other baby, my little brother or sister, she gets all the time.
Oh, I would feel like my mom loves me so much she wants another one just like me. But that all to herself.
That's really optimistic.
Well, yin and yang, baby.
That's true. I'm also, this is going to bother me. So I'm moving this because I forgot to move it beforehand. So I'm moving the blanket off of the couch because it just fucks with the aesthetic a little bit.
Yeah, totally. We don't want to fuck up the vibe. Okay, so Rachel lawsuit. I can't remember where I heard this.
Oh, you came prepared with the tea.
Oh, well, I can't remember where I heard this, but her lawyers are apparently like super sleazeball-esque. And this is a like not that crazy of a move for them. I do think it's crazy that out of everything they could have sued for, they went for the sharing of a video, which I think they wouldn't do unless they had some sort of evidence. These are like highly paid people. There's got to be something there. Ariana obviously said back when it happened, she saw like 5 seconds. She didn't share it with anybody. Tom, I don't even know what Tom said. He was probably like, I love her. So there's got to be something in there for them to feel like they have enough to go forward. I think it's the only one that they think they might have a shot at.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I'm glad you brought that up because there's something in me that remembers Ariana saying in an interview somewhere that she sent the video to herself.
I remember it too.
But I tried to find that and I couldn't find it. So I didn't feel confident enough being like, well, she did send it to herself, but I swear she said that.
She had to have.
I feel like she said, like, I sent it to myself. So like there was proof, or like that she sent it to herself or sent it to Raquel from Tom's phone. Like, it was sent somewhere between the three of them.
And I thought someone said somewhere that other people had seen it. I thought we got that on camera at some point. I don't know. Our podcast.
I think people knew what was in the video.
Everyone knows what was in it.
But she doesn't need to say what was in it for us to not know what was in it.
Yeah.
Tom recorded her doing something inappropriate on FaceTime. Well, what was she doing? Cursing?
Killing cats.
Yeah.
Something maybe. Really inappropriate.
Maybe. Ariana loves animals.
That is so true.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what happens with that. It's funny because I feel like that was like such big news and I haven't really heard an update on that. But what I can't stop thinking about is it going to come to a point where Rachel, Tom, and Ariana are in a courtroom together?
Yes.
And can I be the, how much time do I have to learn to be one of those people that draws the people in the courtroom?
I was going to say how to insert yourself into this case. So you have to be a witness in some capacity.
Can I get called for jury duty? Oh my God. Imagine if you were on that jury.
It would be such a fun week off of work.
They would not let either of us on because they'd see our social media and be like, you're obviously going to say Raquel's guilty. So.
They give, I would say they would listen to us and say, you know what? They're fairly fair.
We do like Rachel Goes Rogue.
We compare this to a courtroom a lot.
We do.
Yeah.
And we love Rachel Goes Rogue. We love Rachel Goes Rogue. We're pretty fair judges, if I do say so.
So we're amazing people and humans.
So I feel like we just accomplished what I was going to say next. Someone in my TikTok comments said they love the podcast.
Great.
Thank you.
We love that.
But they want more.
But
what did they say exactly? Gabbity gab. They want more gabbity gab.
Well, we gabbity gab well. And we just didn't think you guys wanted to see gabbity gab.
I'm just like,
because
you,
we're, I don't know.
Who are we?
Who are we?
You don't,
I don't know,
know us.
You tell us. We can try it.
I'll tell you what I did this
weekend. Let's try it. What did you do this weekend, Kate?
I went on a bender.
Fuck yeah.
Like an alcohol bender.
Okay, start.
By accident.
Start.
By accident.
How by accident?
So here's what happened. My boyfriend had his cousin in town. Okay. We're all around the same age. She came up from San Diego. She was like, yeah, when like we're coming up to town to visit, I've only met her like a couple times, let's go grab lunch.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, we're just gonna like grab lunch with her and then we'll go our separate ways. So we grab lunch, we have a drink at lunch. Then she's like, what should we do next? It's her and her boyfriend, me and my boyfriend. We're like, oh, let's go to another bar.
Keep the train rolling.
So we're actually on your side of town. We're in Mar Vista at this point. So we go to Brennan's.
Nice.
Home of the
turtle
races.
Racing.
They actually went there in Vanderpump Rules one season.
I'm sure they did.
They did.
They've been everywhere.
So we go to Brennan's and we're drinking and we're having fun. And then they're like, what other bars are around here? And we're like, okay. So we go down to Santa Monica. We go to Juneshine.
Why didn't you call me?
Because I was drunk at this point and it was like 2:30 p.m.
Was this on Saturday?
Yeah, it was on Saturday.
Okay, well, I was over in La Brea. We went to Republique.
Oh, on La Brea.
Yeah, we were around there. Okay, so
I
anyway,
love
continue.
Republique.
Oh, my God. I know. I'm such a basic bitch.
No, that place rocks. Oh, you went to brunch there and then you went out to...
Yes. So we were on the other side of town. We swapped for the day.
There you go. See, is this the gibbity gab?
Is this what you want? Do you want more of this?
Well, anyway, so then we go to Juneshine. Then we go to Jameson's, which Jameson's is like the fucking frat bro bar, but they have 2-for-1 drinks. So we're at Jameson. We're like, all right, we're just going to get dinner because now it's dinner time. We went from lunch to dinner. And my boyfriend and I keep looking at each other like, I guess we're going to like keep going. Like, I guess this is it. They came. We just didn't realize they came to like hang out with us. So we finished dinner and we have a drink, whatever. And we're like, okay. And then his cousin looks at us and she's like, we're trying to get fucked up tonight. And we literally were just like, okay, leaned into it. We're ripping shots.
Holy
we're inside
shit.
Jameson's. There's an amazing DJ. DJ's so good that I go up to the DJ and I say, you are the best DJ I've ever heard. I want you to play at my wedding.
It was hyperbolic, Kate.
It wasn't. I loved him. I loved him so much. I said, I want you to play at my wedding. I'm not engaged. I'm not getting married anytime soon. I followed him on Instagram, made him follow me back. I accidentally followed him from the Girls Unscripted Instagram.
Well,
so shout out to him. He follows
us
now.
He gives us a follow back.
Then we go to Busby's West to play all the games. Have you ever seen Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide?
Yeah.
I see Ned from Ned's Declassified. It was like a wild night.
Oh,
I was so drunk. It was one of those, I passed out at my boyfriend's house. I had planned to go home. Didn't have my birth control, didn't have my retainer, didn't take my makeup off. I woke up at like 7 a.m. like, what the fuck happened last night?
That's a great night. When was the last time you had that happen?
Probably like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you're so much cooler than me. It's unfair.
But no, it was actually really fun and wild. And I was like, how old am I? I still got it. Well, I didn't say that on Sunday.
Because
I was fucked up. I'm 23. What'd you do this weekend?
My husband had an improv showcase.
Wild.
So that was a fucking nutty time.
Was he funny?
Let me tell you. He was funny.
Okay,
I mean, he's not like trying to do it for a living, but it was cute. He just takes classes for fun.
Could he do it for a living?
He watches these. So yes. Yes, honey. We love you, sweet pea. Go get it. Stage mom, I will be your manager.
There you go.
There you go.
I felt very honest.
Yeah. Gibbity gab.
There's the gibbity gab. Gabbity gib. Gabbity gab. Whatever. It was fun.
It was fun.
And that's our episode. Thank you guys so much for watching.
Exclusively Gabby Gibb from now on.
All right, let's get into Vanderpump Rules, shall we?
Okay, yes.
Season 11, episode 6, episode titled Saw It on the Gram. I'm loving the episode titles, yeah, by the way.
Yeah, some interns are really killing it.
Graham spelled G-R-A-H-A-M, like we the love old a pun. Dog. And this episode kind of starts off with Tom journaling.
Did you pause it? I looked it up online.
Oh, I paused it and I actually wrote it down with my own two fingers, word for word.
Oh, well, okay. I'll see if it matches what I found.
Okay,
here.
Yeah. Let's see how good. So here is what Tom's journal entry said. It's dated July 15th, 2023, 9:55 a.m.
Truth so far.
Yesterday was one of the craziest filming experiences I've had since being on the show. Walking into the airport and Sheena called me to where they were sitting like nothing had happened. Probably one of the worst days to have gotten 1 hour of sleep plus flying. Am I accurate so far?
Yep.
I was very emotional all day because of the lack of sleep and being overwhelmed. I feel love from everyone. Conversation could have gone better with James, but it was definitely productive. Then the next few lines, then this is my own note. Then the next few lines are blurred out purposely. I guess production like blurred out this next section.
Yeah. So it's then, probably about Rachel, I would assume.
I have no idea. But then it, or maybe something about production. Who knows? Yeah. Then it goes into just talking about how they have the wellness thing that day and he's feeling really good about it. And then the bottom of the page is blurred again. So I didn't really get that second section.
Well, that was blurred.
No, in between the blurs.
It says, we have the wellness experience today, and I have a really good feeling about it.
There you have it.
Well, there it is.
I've been seeing online that people are like, is this man ever going to get a bad edit? This, I feel like him journaling, like his thoughts and how he's feeling, is a good edit. Like there's shots of him journaling. There's shots of him doing push-ups. There's all these like good, look at Sandoval working on himself, journaling.
Are you saying that people say that he only gets good edits?
Yeah, that he's been getting a good edit. We didn't need to see the journal entry.
I mean, Lisa's a producer on the show. They gotta do something for it.
But I will say at least Tom did his journal entry in private. In his room. I mean, there were cameras.
They showed another shot of him journaling in another part of the house.
Okay, so I actually have a story. I went camping one time and there was these people there that I didn't know, but they were like in our group, and this guy, like, we had a communal area where all the food was and the fire and whatever, and in the morning he went over there to journal. So like as people were waking up, he'd be like, oh, sorry, I'm just journaling.
Yeah, don't mind me.
He's like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. I journal. It's like, just, there's plenty of places that you can do it where like, I feel like people want to be seen. They want
to
say like,
well,
sorry,
you know who
I was journaling.
Wanted to be seen? This entry. Tom Sandoval wanted this particular entry to be seen by cameras. Yeah. So mission accomplished.
Also, it was dated Wednesday, July 15th, 2023. And I looked it up and I'm pretty sure July 15th was not on a Wednesday.
Kate, that's crazy. Why did you look that up?
I needed to know. Why? Because I was like, oh, wow, they filmed during the week. Oh, they like went on this trip. I wanted to know the
such
timeline.
Such a weird detail for you to corroborate.
Well, but it wasn't a Wednesday. So Sandoval's a liar.
Content you get right here. Sandoval's a liar.
That's all I really have about the journaling. And then
same.
It goes into.
And then it goes to Sheena and Lala. Yep. With a big bomb dropped that Sandoval gave Sheena thousands of dollars during the pandemic. Yes. Because she was short on money.
Because Brock doesn't have a job. Where is your job? Where is your job? I'm looking
Well, you know, no, Kate, you know
it's
where you need to be looking. It's going to be up here.
Oh, yeah. He's going to have a cast photo next season, if there is one, main cast member.
He's working hard for
it. I will say, though, this episode, he was a main cast member in my eyes.
I said that here. He got main cast member energy for sure.
He brought the fucking fun.
He brought the fun.
Oh. I have to tell you something. In regards to Tom lending Sheena money, I heard Kristen on a podcast. I saw this on TikTok. Did you hear about that?
No.
Tom lent her money like that in a similar situation. Sorry, I have to take a deep breath. I'm really. So
she gets worked up.
So I don't know if this was like, if this podcast was recorded like in the past or not, but basically at the end of when Kristen was on Vanderpump, she was only making an episodic rate, not like an overall rate. And she didn't really get into why, but she was like, yeah, I wasn't really getting paid the same as the other people.
Oh, God.
So they did an episode. I don't really know the full logistics, but they did an episode. Kristen basically was the devil of the episode. And everyone was fighting with Kristen. It was this whole thing. I think it was probably when, like, Stassi didn't like when Kristen and Beau were together. Like, it was around, like, that era. And Tom was in the same episode, but for, like, 1 second. Like, had, like, one line, was barely in the episode. And Tom got a full rate, and Kristen, like, didn't get any money. So Tom just PayPal'd her, like, a couple thousand dollars. And Kristen sent it right back, and she goes, I think this was an accident. And he goes, no, you carried that episode on your back. Like, you deserve to get paid for it. So I don't really understand the money thing.
Here's the thing for me is, yeah, he probably gets, as Ariana said, a buzz from being the savior and helping people out when they need it. But also, it doesn't, like, take away the fact that it's still a very nice thing to do.
It is a nice thing to do.
Like, it's not a mean thing to that's a very generous thing
it's
to do.
It's just you then wonder if it's calculated, but you know
it
what?
It is. Well, who cares?
But we've never heard it until this episode.
We've never heard about it.
He's given money.
Never heard about it on the after show. Oh my God, the after show.
I was
going
to ask if you heard what he said about
the homeless people.
The best way to give a homeless person money.
The whole after show with Tom seemed like a fever dream.
Do you want to say what
so
he said?
There was so much weird. Do you?
I remember it exactly.
Okay, then you need to reenact
he
it.
He said the best. I'll literally do exactly
what
he did.
Yeah, will you do it?
I'm Tom Sandoval. Don't quote me on that.
I can hold on. I'm going to act it out while you say it.
Oh, okay. He said the best. Are you gonna act it out? Where are you going?
I don't know. I was gonna start over there, but I realized I have to start here. Okay.
The best way to give a homeless person money in a very non self-serving way is to just go up to them and with $100 bill and say, "Hey man, can you hold this for a second?" And then run the other direction. She ran into the thing. And then run in the other direction. That was it. You know what? Maybe take some notes from Kyle, your husband, on his improv skills, because you need some work.
I'll talk about my object work there.
You need
Damn.
Some work.
Woo.
But yeah, he said, give him $100. Say, hey man, can you hold this for a second? And just run
and
in the other direction.
Sprint
run
in
away.
The other direction.
Run away from the homeless person like you're afraid of them. That'll make them feel good.
And ask them to hold something in a very scary tone. All of it was very, very strange.
They're still holding it.
And then he got into the, well, we can talk about it later. The NASA girl. Was it NASA girl?
Oh, just say it. No, it was the girl he met at space camp, which I doubt. I kind of doubt he went to space camp.
Well, that's what I was saying. NASA. I think, was it like in Alabama?
He said space camp. I don't know.
Well, he fell in love hard there, guys.
He met.
What a story.
Okay, I'm going to say this. He says they were talking about their first loves they were talking about Brock's hilarious story in the episode, which we'll go back to, where he fell in love with a pig farmer's daughter or whatever. It was fun. Sandoval was like, yeah, my first love was this girl I met at space camp in 8th grade. She had braces, blah, blah, blah. And there was just an insane connection between the two of us. Then he goes on to say Raquel reminds him a lot of the girl from space camp.
Well, he didn't say that until after a 5-minute monologue about
this girl,
how they made eye contact
at the planetarium
and how this guy like ratted him out. And instead of running away, he said, yeah, I do like you.
Oh my God, I forgot
about
that.
I mean, it went on and on. And yeah. I was like, what is happening? And then we got into like, do you know where Megan is now? And he's like, I've tried, but I can't find her.
He says he's hit up Megan. She isn't responding. Then he's like, Megan, if you see this, like, hit me back.
We need to find Megan.
Look, I'm not trying to. I'm just going to make an observation.
Okay.
Lala accused Tom of being the G word. Groomer.
Oh, I was right? Like, gay? I missed that, but okay.
No, I would not call that the G word. She accused him of being a groomer, which I don't have a comment on that. I'm going to stay very far away from that. But it's just interesting that he then compared Raquel to his 8th grade crush.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, man. Mic drop.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm saying we haven't seen them in the same room.
I do want to read the cocktail book because she does like drop some tea in it. I know like the big famous story that's in it is there's a cocktail called Jamie and it's described as a dirtiest hoe martini. And because Jamie was apparently the code name that Tom had for Rachel in his phone.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, good for them. I loved that she referred to it as our breakup album.
Yeah.
Had no idea why we were talking about Alanis Morissette, but like I really welcomed it with open arms.
Well, You Ought to Know. That was about Alanis Morissette used to date. Let me tell you some facts. Alanis,
you asked for this.
If you don't know, this is gonna blow your mind. You know the show Full House?
Of course.
You know Joey Gladstone?
Yes.
Alanis Morissette used to date Joey Gladstone, a.k.a. Dave Coulier.
And the funny guy.
You ought to know. You know that song?
Yeah.
Is about him.
Well, even funny guys can be fuckboys.
Yeah. The funny ones are fuckboys.
Sorry, that was my phone. That was really rude.
Oh, my.
That was really fucking
rude.
Gosh,
it's your fuckboy calling. Bitch, I hear you talking about me.
We saw Alanis Morissette. I forget. We have a producer, Rachel, and we went a long time ago. Do you remember when we saw her? She was fantastic
live. Was it at the
Arroyo
Seco?
Yes!
I did know that she was performing there.
Oh, God. What a Third Eye Blind was there.
I've seen Third Eye Blind.
Oh, it's amazing.
We're really leading into the Gabby Gab.
You asked for it.
There was also, what I thought was interesting, was I did pause when they went over the sheet of her like book chapters.
As I would expect nothing less.
And the devastation section, there was a drink called Rumors and a drink called Real Truth, but then the betrayal section was a drink called Home for the Holidays, and that was when I guess Raquel went to St. Louis with Sandoval. That was sad. That's sad.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Good for her for making lemonade out of lemons, you know?
Yeah.
Also, she looked so good.
No, she looked amazing.
She looked fucking hot.
She looked great.
Good job.
The wellness retreat, which I'm going to say right now, was 100% fake. I think the instructor was a PA that they were like, look, Shannon, we're going to need you to go in there and like bring these people together somehow. Because when Tom opens the door, he's like, hey, I'm Tom. And then they go in the back and he's like, yeah, you know, like my friend group's kind of straight. You think that bitch didn't know what Scandoval was?
I literally wrote down the exact same thing. I said, guarantee you a yoga teacher coming to film in Tahoe with Tom Sandoval uses Google.
She knows
exactly what's going on.
It was nationwide news.
She sets him up for a nice elevator pitch for him. That is a good example of giving him a good edit. It gives him the floor to explain what happened in his own words.
100%. And I was just like, you know, this must be so hard for her to have to sit there and like be in his corner, I guess.
Yeah.
And
well,
then
she didn't have to do much.
Like the things she was saying when they were doing like their little like back to back stuff. I was like, she might as well have been like, okay, now look at the person next to you and imagine that your friend had an affair with a girl that you consider a little sister and then lied to you both for months. Try to suppress that feeling and imagine they're dead.
Mistress.
Imagine they're dead though. Are you sad? Are you sad though? It was like so fucking forced. Also, the seating arrangements. Why didn't Sheena sit in between Allie and Lala where there was an open mat and leave the mat on the end open for Brock?
I have a theory on this. I think Sheena legitimately just came and sat down, and I think Brock was coming down, and I think producer said, you stop right the fuck there. We're going to have this start, and when you get down there, you're not going to sit next to her. You're going to go over to this little trio.
No, producers totally made her.
Yeah.
I think everyone was seated. I went back and watched it today, and it looked like she was going to sit there. And then I think that they were like, you need to sit
next to her. But she was late because it was like, where is she?
Sheena was there. Brock was late because he was gambling all her fucking money on the golf course.
Because money got involved. Oh, my God.
Sheena is definitely so over Brock in this scene. I've never seen her more mad at a human. And I understand.
I understand. But I also want to, like, thank him because
he did a great, he did the right thing.
He's being fun. He's doing the right thing by letting the conflict happen. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm telling you, he's going to.
We're going to need to take away Lisa Vanderpump and change the name to Brock Davies Rules.
That's true. But Brock has a lot of fun. And talking about last week, I mean, I don't even know. Was he drinking during the meditation thing?
I think he showed up drunk. I think he was drunk on the. There's no way he was golfing and not drinking.
He was a lot of fun. That's all I'm going
to
say.
But I understand Sheena being mad initially for him not wanting to be like in a trio with her and Tom.
Yeah.
Then they go inside. And because I was kind of like, yeah, Brock, what the fuck? Then they go inside. Brock was right. Like, figure this shit out. You guys have shit you need
to
figure out.
It's not just like that, Sheena.
Yeah.
We're all friends here. Trying to figure it out.
Okay, that's good. Oh my God, that was good.
Thank you. I've been working on it.
That was good. That was very in the mirror. But then when Sheena asked him a second time and was like, I just feel really uncomfortable and I would like you there. And he said no again. I'm like, Brock, just fucking sit with her, dude.
Just do it, Brock. But again, that's why I think producers were like, Brock, don't do it. Don't do it, Brock.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sheena. We got a whole thing. And also, I say this later too. It also makes me wonder what Brock's relationship with Sandoval is.
He wants them to be friends.
I'm starting to question, are they like good bros? Because the way Brock behaved this episode, it made it seem like they are tight bros.
I think, and I actually wrote this down more towards the end of the episode, but people are counting out Sheena a lot in Scandoval, and I've always felt that way, and we'll talk more about this at the end. Mm-hmm. But people forget that besides Tom, Ariana, and Raquel, Sheena was the closest to all of them. Sheena was really good friends with Ariana, really good friends with Raquel, and friends with Tom Sandoval. So by default, Brock was friends with them too. Like, they hung out all the time. And yeah. Brock is not from here. Brock doesn't have any friends in LA.
Where is he from?
New Zealand. Yeah, my accent's not
from the pig farm.
Like, he moved to LA to be with Sheena. Yeah. He doesn't have many guy friends. Like,
that's his crew.
I get it. I don't know. Do I agree with it? Maybe not, but I get it.
We'll circle back when we get to the gondola scene, because yeah. That's where my jaw kind of dropped.
I also, okay, well, how did you feel about the fucking horror movie flashbacks they did?
I wrote, flashbacks are fun, period. That's all I did.
These were not fun to me. I felt like I was watching Carrie.
It was very scary, and I think... one of them, I got goosebumps, and I wrote that down, and I was like, am I about to start my period? Like, it's a really weird thing to get goosebumps over. But they were fun. I was like a good flashback.
I just feel like the whole Sheena and Tom friendship storyline is such a fucking stretch. Like, they're acting like they were like these amazing, what's the word where like you can't separate someone?
Codependent.
Oh, I was going to say irreseparable. Am I having a Britney stroke? Like, where you can't, it's like separate.
Inseparable.
Inseparable.
Oh my God. I don't know why that was so difficult, but I knew it was off, but I didn't know how.
Okay, take two. They're acting like they're these two inseparable, like, best friends. And I always was like, we're really not good friends. Then when they showed the flashback of all the scenes between Sheena and Tom, they weren't even real scenes.
They were not real scenes.
They were fake scenes from season fucking one when Sheena had no other friends.
But here's the thing. Tom, this is my stance. Court. Tom is using Sheena because she's the weakest pawn and she'll fall the fastest.
Duh.
And so he's really hammering into this. I don't think he gave a fuck about her.
No. And he Ariana keeps that. Saying that. Ariana and Katie are like, he didn't care about you. He fucked you over too.
I think she literally heard him scream, I was never friends with Sheena. Sheena and I aren't friends.
Yeah.
When the whole thing
It's a bad, bad look. And in the after show, Katie Maloney called Sheena a male sympathizer,
she came in hot in the after
I've
show.
Never heard that before. I love it because it's basically just saying they're not a girl's girl, but in like a way cooler
yeah,
way.
Yeah, yeah.
But, and she did say, like, look at what happened when me and Schwartz got divorced. All of a sudden, Sheena and Schwartz are best friends.
Which was a good point.
Great point.
We never saw them as friends before the divorce.
Great point.
I'm just trying to help one of my best friends get on its feet again.
Right. Sheena was Katie's bridesmaid, not Tom's.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that weird to think about?
Sheena wasn't Katie's wedding.
Sheena was a bridesmaid.
She made it?
She made the cut.
Wow.
Because they were good that season.
It literally is.
And Ariana was Tom's groomsman.
Oh, that's right. That's right. God.
And then this kind of does, you know, go into that, the next scene where it's Katie and Ariana and they're in the backyard and they're eating lunch. And Ariana just like reinforces the fact that I'm not going to be friends with anyone that's friends with Sandoval. And harsh or not, she's 38 years old. Okay.
Oh, she looks so good.
Yes. But I'm just saying, like, who has time for that shit? Like, at 38 years old, I wouldn't want to be in the same friend circles as my ex-boyfriend either. And then Katie's like, yeah, I'm a good judge of character.
Which is sort of true. I think Katie, well, I go back and forth. Katie is a girl's girl, I think. Because I think she's on the, like, train with Ariana. Ariana can say no wrong, do no wrong, whatever Ariana thinks. If it has anything to do with Tom Sandoval, she will crush it and kill it, and he is satanic, which I think is like a girl's girl. But she's also very judgmental. So if you, like, veer off the path of that, she will show her wrath.
But has she been wrong in her judgments?
Well, okay, but she was really good friends with Lala, and that seems to have disintegrated. So I'm wondering if, like, Lala didn't go along with one of her...
She was
opinions.
Good friends with Lala, but not in the beginning.
Not in the beginning.
She was sus in the beginning. She was never friends with Sandoval, really. She was always sus of Sheena. I think that she just doesn't dive head first into these friendships like a lot of these people do.
Because oddly, for some reason, I'm like, I bet I would be, if I were in the group, I'd be friends with Katie. Just because she seems steady and loyal. But kidding. You know, I would be friends with Lala and Shayna.
You know what I think it is? That would be so dramatic but fun. I think it's the difference between the people that want camera time and the people that don't really care about getting camera time.
And who do you think falls in what?
I think if Katie and Ariana wanted like more camera time and wanted like more of like a storyline with the whole Scandoval thing, they would have went to Tahoe.
That's true. That's true. You know what they're also acting like? People that went to therapy.
Exactly.
They still talk like
they're acting like 38-year-old women should act.
That are just like, yeah, I'm over it. I'm not going to deal with it. I will say, back at the Tahoe house, the exchange between Shayna and Tom when they're staring at each other, that stare down is
haunts me.
Epic, and will haunt my dreams. It was both real, a good and bad way.
It was real emotions. And then Brock was crying.
Was it though? I don't think it was. I mean, she was convinced that there was the first time that the curtain fell, and then she saw that
real genuine tears.
I didn't see that. And also, he went into a very strange soliloquy about how he imagined if she died, and he was very sad. But then he thought about all the wonderful times they've had
together. You know
what?
Yes, and I did write that down. It felt like Shayna was broken up with by Tom.
Yes.
Like, we've had all these good times together. It's like, what good times?
Yeah.
You were in a group of friends.
But the, oh God, the way they spoke to each other, I think actually was very poetic. Okay, I wrote it down because I liked it so much.
Oh, yes, tell us.
He says, it's okay. He's allowing her to get upset because she's obviously very emotional. And she says, I know I need to let go of the hate because it's not good for me. But I'm so mad at you still. I feel like I don't know you as like a person.
Yeah, you do.
I know who you are to me, but what you did to her.
Shayna has had some really dramatic monologues.
You
and
just
I
don't
am,
understand.
I am here for it.
I know. But then, of course, he goes back
oh,
and
sorry,
just says.
Oh, sorry, did I cut you off?
No. I was just going to say the last one is you just don't understand. And then he's kind of ruined the cool moment because then he's back in defensive land.
And Brock is crying off to the side.
And Brock is.
Because he's fucking six beers deep and has no
Brock
idea what's going on.
Vomiting somewhere.
All right, next up I have the gondola.
The gondola ride.
I would be Allie in that gondola. I'm afraid of heights.
Oh, because you're so scared of heights?
Yeah, I
James, you promised.
I related. Oh, your Allie is just so good. I feel like she's here. I really do.
I feel like
do.
It smells like butterflies. I feel like that's what she smells like.
Here comes Brock again with the facts. He says, bro, your girl put a restraining order on my wife. I think he was this fucking close to punching Sandoval.
Do you think he was? Because I wrote down, man, I am shocked at how not close he is to punching Sandoval with what he's saying.
Okay. You know what? You're right. I retract that. I think he should have been that close
to
punching Sandoval.
He should have been
Sandoval.
Close. That was my note of when he talked about, yeah, when she punched. Okay. Sorry. The exchange was she put a restraining order and he responded.
Yeah. She punched her in the face.
Yeah. After she punched her in the goddamn face.
And then Brock was just like, okay, dude. Okay.
Can you imagine if Shayna were in that gondola?
Oh.
Hey, by this point, Shayna is fragile. She has been
so
crying
fragile
all day.
Fragile is the perfect
she
word.
She is emotionally exhausted, and for that like emotional switch, if she had heard that Sandoval said that about her,
yeah,
and that's been the biggest thing since the scandal broke between them is this restraining order because
yeah.
of what it did for Brock and his situation, and like they just don't want to rock the boat there. So I was surprised that Brock stayed relatively calm. It was just like, oh yeah, man. Well, your team put out that. That me and Raquel hooked up.
Yeah. It was nice. I will say one thing he does is he does stand up for Shayna. Well, because he knows where his paycheck is coming from. But he does. Sorry, I'm just kidding.
We
just
want her
kidding.
On here. We love you, Brock.
But he does stand up for Shayna. And I like that he was like fighting back with Tom. But then he apologized for it.
Yep.
Multiple times. He apologized to Tom for fighting with him. And guess what? Tom never apologized back.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
He said, I don't want you to think that, blah, blah, blah. The words I'm sorry never
came.
He
said, I'm sorry.
Did he really?
Because I wrote down, wow, Tom will only apologize if someone apologizes to him first. And even then, it's not a guarantee that he's going to do it. But if you get broken down and he finally like breaks the other person down to like have them say sorry, he might at the end throw you something small the other way. But that is the only way. And that, again, is what made me think that they must be bros.
They have something. Yeah. No, they, and they're, it's been proven. They're fucking tight now. They hung out at BravoCon.
And we got to keep in mind that Brock was very drunk probably by this point too.
Oh, Brock has, yeah. He, my man's been drunk.
You know, when you're like in a fight, when you're drunk and you're like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I love you, bro.
I love you so
well, yeah,
much.
The first thing they did when they got to the top was get beers.
Yeah.
So don't blame them. Yeah, that was just wild. Sheena just being glued to her phone, looking at this page six thing. I do remember when that photo came out.
Me too.
It was kind of a big deal. It was the first time that it was like the cast was like spotted with Tom.
And I remember thinking, oh, that's a little hypocritical.
But you know what? She's right. It was blown a little out of proportion. What was she to do? Someone was going to have to stand on the other side of him. I felt bad that she let that affect her so much. But Lala had been telling her the whole episode, Sheena, you got to get off your phone.
Yeah.
Sheena, this is a bit much. Because Lala knows if you're looking in your mentions, if you're looking for people, like what they're saying about you,
yeah.
It's not going to be nice, Sheena.
No.
When will you fucking learn? I'm sorry, but like people aren't going to say nice things to you. And I don't think it's warranted, by the way. I am famously a Sheena apologist, but don't look for stuff you don't want to see because you're gonna find it.
In her defense, wow, I can't believe the tables are turned here. In her defense, that picture was everywhere.
Well, yeah.
Even if she wasn't looking at her mentions, she would have still stumbled across
it. She was gonna see the page six article.
And so that, I imagine, sent her to her mentions.
No, you're
but
right.
I did like Lala's quote. It's good advice for those of you who have a bunch of followers. Don't go to the mentions. That's looking for it.
Yeah. We cut back to Katie and Ariana in West Hollywood. How many times were Katie and Ariana forced to hang out this weekend since they were the only two left in LA? Those scenes were so fucking lame.
I literally go, we don't care, period. No offense. I mean, well, and okay, did you see the update on the sandwich shop front?
No.
What it's looking like right now?
No, because it seems like they've hired people last summer.
Well, I know. That's why I'm so confused. I saw pictures that like everything's been undone.
Well, they had to take down the patio.
Oh
yeah, so there's like, it's just like nothing.
It's just nothing there. It's just okay, that makes sense. Okay, because I was like, damn, I think it's done.
No, it looks
okay.
Like
I have hope
nothing.
Again, yet again.
Yeah,
man, this is such a roller coaster for me.
No, they had to take down the patio because it like didn't fit West Hollywood permits or whatever.
Right, because that was so much difficulty.
But yeah, and it looks like a nothing store. And their Instagram bio, there's something about her Instagram bio says coming 2023. Missed the mark on that one a little bit, but what can you do?
That's amazing.
Penny, the woman that they've been working with, is kind of giving Greg vibes from Schwartz and Sandy's.
Yes.
Where she's kind of like overstepping and they're kind of like, yes. Whoa, it's like,
what's your favorite
thing?
Cured meat?
But yeah, is prosciutto a cured meat?
Yeah.
I was trying to think about what I would say in that
situation.
I think
it is. That's what I would choose too.
Definitely
good
prosciutto.
Point.
I was like, that's a weird fucking question, but whatever.
If we're going with like low class kind of sandwich meat, I'd probably do turkey.
No, not deli meat isn't cured meat.
Oh, fuck.
I don't think, because I love ham, and I would literally say ham every time.
Wait, what is cured mean? Oh, this is all so
right.
Embarrassing for me. I'm so sorry,
I'll just
Mom
look
and
up
Dad.
Cured meat examples.
I guess that's just dried meat. So prosciutto's
so most cured and processed meats are ready-to-eat products, like cooked ham, sausage, bacon, bologna. Why the fuck did she say cured meat then? Just say, what's your favorite kind of meat?
So I was, wait, was I right?
It seems like it.
I take it back. Mom and Dad, you raised a wonderful, wonderful daughter that's very intelligent and knows all of her meats.
Okay, well then I love ham. That's my favorite cured meat.
But if prosciutto falls in it, prosciutto is much better than ham. In the classes of meat, Kate.
Don't
you
stop.
Can't argue
stop,
with me
stop,
on this. Are
stop.
You serious?
Ham is
Do you
famous.
Want ham on your pizza or prosciutto?
Ham is famously my favorite food.
Famously?
Yeah. Learn a thing or two about me.
Oh, like just ham.
I love ham. Easter's my favorite holiday because I get ham.
Well, that's a different, like honey baked ham, that's a different thing.
Someone one time asked me what my death row meal would be, and I said a ham and cheese sandwich on white bread with mayonnaise.
Oh, that does sound really good.
But they were like, you'd probably get that every day in prison.
Yeah.
So I changed it.
Cured ham to me is like the slices. Anyway.
I just love ham. I love ham.
She
I
loves
love it
ham.
So much. I love prosciutto, but not as much as ham.
Okay.
Anyways, the gabbity gab is going off the fucking rails now. Off the rails. Enough about ham. God, more about Sheena.
What about pepperoni, though? Okay, we're done.
I don't like pepperoni.
Sheena,
She FaceTimes them and expects Ariana to feel fucking bad for her.
Oh.
Hello? Sheena, do you remember what just happened?
No.
She doesn't give a fuck. She's not sad about this. Why should Ariana have to be the one talking Sheena down? Sheena calling her crying about Sandoval? Come on.
Because Sheena doesn't know what else to do, because she thinks the only way a world can exist in which she feels like a resolution with the struggle she's feeling with Tom Sandoval is if she has Ariana's blessing. So I think she pitches it with like some delusional hope that she'll give a sign off, because even a crack in the door, you know, that's enough for Sheena. A crack in the door is enough for Sheena. She will kick it wide open and be like, Tom, we can be good now.
She's FaceTiming Ariana. So if like things come back to her, she's like, well, I talked to Ariana. I let her know how I was feeling.
That's why she was sending those frantic texts to Ariana. Yeah.
She's really, I think that's why she was crying so much. She's really afraid of Ariana. And I don't love that.
I don't love that either. I put that here. It was almost a little mean girl vibe to me.
Yeah.
Of like, oh yeah, well, that's sad. He did that. We don't care.
Yeah. But then again, she is complaining. It's almost like she's wanting sympathy for what Tom Sandoval is doing for her. And Ariana, just how many times can you say, I told you so?
Yeah.
You didn't have to go to Tahoe, Sheena.
Yeah.
You don't have to do those things, Sheena.
And she reiterates, reminder that he doesn't like you.
Yeah. 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 That was a bit harsh, but the truth is the truth.
Let's remind you of that.
How do you feel about the friendship between Katie and Ariana?
I like it because I think they're very similar in many ways. I feel like it does fit, you know?
Yeah.
It does feel right. But again, I think Katie is a kind of a ride or die girl's girl, that she will just yes and it till the death, no matter what. I think Ariana can say no wrong thing right now.
Yeah.
Which is interesting for me, because Katie's usually very opinionated.
And it's, well, it helps that Katie doesn't like Tom Sandoval.
Shit, that's true. I would give the asterisk of if it serves her agenda.
Yeah. I just think, you know, I try to think about, you know, in early seasons, Katie's best friend was Stassi. It was Katie and Stassi.
Yeah, I remember that.
And now her best friend has become Ariana. And I do like the friendship between Katie and Ariana, because I do feel like there's a mutual balance of power. Like, they are on the same playing field. Mm. Obviously, Katie has Ariana's back a bit more because this is happening. But I think Ariana would have Katie's back.
I do too.
Whereas Katie's relationship with Stassi, yes, I do think they were best friends. But Katie was kind of her bitch. Like, she was like her lackey.
Yeah.
And she would yes and Stassi.
Yeah.
But Stassi wasn't necessarily riding so hard. Katie would ride for Stassi when she was doing shit that, like,
we should not have been riding for.
Yeah. Like, remember when she invited all those people over to her apartment as if someone died, and she was like, Jack's hooked up with some girl in Vegas.
Oh,
and everyone's
like,
Stassi, no, are you okay? You know what? Actually, I take it back, though, because I actually think Katie and Kristen were kind of like, bitch, you need to calm
down.
They
were like, why do you believe it?
So maybe.
Well, they hated Patrick. So it's all
that's
about, like,
really
who
what
hates
it was.
Who
they hated
at
Patrick.
The end of the day is who you hate most.
So maybe that is what
it's
it
dictating
was.
The politics here. But I do think that they have a healthy friendship.
Yeah, I do too. I'm a stan.
I stan it. I will co-sign.
Back on the boat. Schwartz hitting on the stewardess. James trying to post Instagrams about Graham. Brock being drunk. This boat was the best part of this whole season of Vanderpump Rules so far.
So fun.
It actually looked fun.
There was real drama.
There was flirting. There was drinking. I'm like, thank you. This is what I've been asking for.
You're so right. There were different pockets on the boat, different things going on.
Yes, and it was a small boat.
Complimented each other, and it was a small boat, but we had a lot to work with.
I do think that in terms of like Graham / Hippie, I don't really have much to say, but he just seems super duper calm. And I think it's because they are not going to physically show him being a bad dog.
No, that's true.
Because Lisa rescued him, and they're trying to make it seem like, that's so messed up that
he was
put to a thing. I had to rescue him. It's like, we see two shots of Graham all episode, because those are the only two shots that he's not trying to fucking bite someone's ankles. That's what I think.
I will say, he seemed very cute
when
he was just laying there.
He's a cute dog. Doesn't mean he doesn't bite.
Doesn't mean he does not attack.
Ugh, the Sandoval and Lala argument.
Should we go into it?
Let's dive into it head first. I think the king of deflection is back.
Holy shit.
Instead of apologizing to Lala, he'd rather call it a wash.
call it a wash.
He'd rather remind her of all the things she's done in her past. Just say sorry and move on.
Also, not even good points about her past, may I add. He is relating 7 months of betrayal lying. Yeah. Lala was lying, I guess, by omission.
It didn't affect them.
She wasn't betraying anyone, maybe no. Randall's wife, but at the time she didn't think that show? He was with the wife. Well, and so there's a whole, it's so different.
It is
to say that her not mentioning Randall is the same thing as him sleeping with his best friend's, with his girlfriend's best friend. Like, right. That is crazy.
It's not anything that you can really compare it to.
Like,
I
he
agree.
Is grasping at straws here.
Yeah.
As
I
Katie
agree.
Would say, find a new audience. That was not going to go well with Lala.
I did like that quote from Katie.
It was really good.
And then Tom makes the saying that they say in like every reality show I watch is, you're not putting your life out there. We're putting our lives out there, in terms of Sheena lying about her thing with Randall. And I hear
Lala
this
lying about her thing.
Lala, in terms of Lala lying about her thing with Randall. And this is something that I hear on like so many reality shows. And one that comes to mind in particular is this most recent season of Southern Charm. Do you watch Southern Charm?
I love Southern Charm.
I do too. And Shep is yelling at Craig, like, you don't put your life out there. Like, we're out here putting our lives out here just because Paige isn't on the show, right?
Yeah.
And I do get that point of, like, these reality shows only stay on the air if you're airing your fucking dirty laundry for people to watch and talk about. And Lala wasn't necessarily airing her dirty laundry for people to watch and talk about. Whereas, like, Sheena, she airs everything. You got to give it to her. We know everything there is to know about Sheena. But for Tom to make that point that you're not putting, you weren't putting your life out there.
Also,
you did the same thing.
If Sheena were dating a high-profile producer like Randall Emmett,
we'd know, baby.
Well, no, I don't think if Randall was like, "Hey, look, you cannot talk about this unless Randall wanted her." I don't know why she wasn't talking about it, just because he
Randall's,
was married.
Randall said, "Don't talk."
If Randall said, "Don't talk about this," Sheena'd be like, "Okay." I think Sheena would obey and not talk about it. I think there are certain parts of people's lives that it's okay if they're off limits. Like
Randall
kids
also
are off limits.
True. Randall also made Tom and Ariana sign an NDA when they stayed at his like house in Palm Springs for Coachella.
I'm not surprised.
I don't know. I just feel like for him to say she didn't put her life out there in the same conversation where they're talking about him fucking Raquel for months is the craziest thing I've ever heard. He did kind of backtrack on that. I will say he was like, you know, when I think about it, I did
after Sheena hammered him down.
Yeah.
I mean, which was cool because Lala in the after show, I thought it was sweet how she was like, I've never had someone fight for me before.
Lala and Sheena really have become like ride or dies for each other. I think they've bonded a lot over their kids and stuff. I'm here for their friendship. Look, I don't agree with a lot that they say, but I'm happy that they have each other because they need each other.
Yeah.
And I don't think either one of them have really had like a girl in their corner on Vanderpump. They really haven't.
Makes me emotional.
I will say Lala at one point said to Sandoval, you will not allow me to evolve. And I've kind of felt that because she was like, you just keep bringing up my shit with Randall.
Yeah. Like, which is so old news. My God.
This is Tom Sandoval when you fight with him. Yeah, I did this, but what about you?
What
remember
about
when you
one time?
Literally when he did the Vile Files episode.
Yeah.
And Nick Vile was like, you're late. And he goes,
you were
you were late to my podcast, dude. Did you forget? You're late. It's like, stop deflecting. If you just said sorry, don't even say I'm sorry. Say sorry. Everyone will move on.
He did it with James, with the Kristen situation.
Yes. Oh my God. Well, you hooked up with Kristen.
Yeah. Crazy comparison.
He and every podcast interview, he's like, you know, this isn't the first time there's been like cheating in this group.
Yeah.
Dog, come on.
It's exhausting.
It is exhausting.
And it goes back to, I don't know if it's a couple episodes ago, where I'm just like exhausted. Like, I always give him, and Lala says this, like, I feel sorry for you for 5 seconds and you remind me why I shouldn't.
Yeah.
And that's just what he does over and over and over again.
And that's what we said last podcast episode. Like, every time we think he's about to take one step forward, like, he's so close, he gets blown the fuck
he
back.
Almost made me feel sorry for him this episode for like 2 seconds.
In what part?
I think the yoga part.
Yeah.
I felt bad because he said something to Sheena that was like, do you want to try something different or something? Like, he was
trying. I did hear that.
And that kind of pulled at my heartstrings. But then, I don't know, then the rest of the episode happened. I was like, oh, yeah, never mind.
Yeah, we're getting sucked in just like they are.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Brock, again, spitting the absolute facts when they're all in this big fight. And he kind of comes in and just says, there are multiple people involved in this, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not just about you.
It's not just you, Tom.
Like,
there's more people in this.
You really have been working on the accent.
Thank you. It's all I've been doing.
No, I'm like really impressed.
Hours and hours and hours.
But that's because Tom can't wrap his head around the fact, like when he's like, Lala, why do you care? It's like, because not only did you lie to your friend group, this affected a friend group, it's also affecting their jobs.
Yes.
Granted, he probably got them another year of their job by doing this, but yes. There's just so much more to it. There's so many more people to it. It's not just you.
And that links to the scene with Lala and Sheena back at the house, where I think it's back at the house, where she essentially says, there's nothing we can do about it, about the relationship of Tom cheating. He's basically saying, which was crazy that she was going so far as to say, not only like, does he deserve grace, but like, he made a mistake, which is like just nuts with how much she's been upset with him in the past. But she says, there's nothing we can do about this. And I think that's in reference to work. I think that's, there's nothing we can do about this. We have to be together. We have to go on this show. We have to sit around together. We can't just be yelling at him 24/7 when we're filming together. That's exhausting. Like, what else are you going to do? There's nothing else we can do.
That's a fair point. That's good benefit, like, of the doubt, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Lala's defense attorney.
I will say, just the last thing I have to say about that fight on the boat,
yeah,
is, in my opinion, the craziest part of that fight is it's at the end when Sandoval and Lala are just talking and Sheena's kind of off to the side. Sandoval gives her the most abrupt hug without even asking.
Yeah.
Like, Lala's like, well, Sandoval, blah, blah, blah. And he's just like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And then just goes and gives her a hug. And Sheena's off to the side and kind of gives Lala a look like, and we couldn't see Lala's face because there wasn't a camera over there. But Sheena was kind of looking at her like, are you good? Like,
yeah.
That was a lot to me for him to just, I just felt like he just kind of like pushed himself on her and hugged her. And she didn't really have a choice. And I felt uncomfortable during that.
I think he's desperate for coping mechanisms at this point. He's like, okay, they won't respond to this. But we tried the yoga. We tried all these different things. What about hugging?
Yeah, hugging. People love hugs. Maybe Lala will love hugs. She has a daughter. She has a daughter. Maybe she'll love hugs.
Let's all hug. On the boat, I also thought it was crazy, like batshit crazy, that Tom Sandoval would yell, I didn't do anything to you, Lala, when this conversation started, because he even admitted that he wrote an article saying how she was douchey and she doesn't show her life out there as he was fucking Raquel.
Right, right,
like,
right.
Like, that's how this whole thing
that's
started.
That's such a good point.
And he just forgets. Conveniently.
Yeah.
In 30 seconds.
Yeah. He's never liked, ever since Lala ate out Ariana, he's never liked her. He has never liked
you
her.
You heard it here, folks.
The fact that he still didn't like jump into that must mean he really hates Lala.
Well, I think he was like driving.
He could have pulled over,
I guess.
So then they're done on the boat and they are back to the house and Barack is just here to party. He's like, look, fuckers, I've only been on this show for 3 seasons and I'm trying to have fun.
And he's earning his martini glass.
Yeah. Oh, he sure is.
He sure is.
He's earning his spot in
it's
the
hilarious.
Opening credits.
I'm sorry. It is. He's drunk and it's funny.
It's funny. I love that he's drunk. That's the first time we've seen someone drunk this season in 6 episodes.
Yeah. And also, it's real. They get drunk. So yeah. He's getting drunk.
He
so
was
it
funny.
Is,
I loved it.
I really enjoyed it.
Then he tells the story about being in love with the pig farmer's daughter, which I thought was so funny. But I have a feeling when Sheena saw that, she probably got jealous.
Oh, 1,000%. And yeah. Especially the after show. I think that was the after show. Or no, was it the show?
He actually was. They added him to the after show.
They did add him to the after show with the pig farmer. Also, talk about business opportunity. He should open a sandwich shop called the Pig Farmer's Daughter.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Sheena would not have that, though.
No.
Anyway, 5%.
You think Sheena's going to own a restaurant that's not about her?
No. And yeah, Sheena would be jealous of the Pig Farmer's
Daughter. She's definitely jealous of the Pig Farmer's Daughter. She's like, what's her name?
Yeah.
Well, do you follow her on Instagram?
Where is she now?
We don't know.
Find
he said
that
in the
girl.
After show he doesn't know.
Damn.
Then we go back to Sheena talking about the fan photo, her and Lala.
Lala essentially says, we gotta forgive Sandoval.
Lala says, like, what you had mentioned earlier, like, we can't keep, you know, being this way to this guy day in and day out. So does that feeling bid the same for Randall? Like, if she's saying, we all need to be able to, you know...
Here's the answer.
Because he's not.
She's not filming with Randall.
Yeah, no, you're actually spot on with that.
She's not forced to be in a room with Randall. They don't have to go on vacations. They don't have to go to Lake Tahoe on a boat to the Grizzly Bear Mountains. Like, they don't have to do that. She even says she doesn't even think about him unless he drops Ocean off.
I do think you're very right about it's like the underlying thing in that conversation that we didn't hear but that was there is that she's talking in terms of Vanderpump Rules. But then they do that talking head of her saying like Ariana needs to pull her head out of her ass.
And then that happens.
But I think that talking head interview is from weeks.
Me like, too. Later. I think that's a reaction to something else. Yeah,
me too, because that's the first time in the episode she's wearing a different outfit. Mm-hmm. She's wearing a different outfit in that talking head. So I think that is totally in reaction to something else. Also, why are they using the fact that Ariana is booking stuff against her when they made money too? Sheena's podcast blew up. Send it to Daryl blew up. They had the Uber One commercial. They weren't fucking bitching about Ariana when they're singing Uber One for you. Like, let's be fucking real here. Just because Ariana chose to not sulk and cry, but instead decided I'm going to become a boss bitch and get my fucking bag.
Well, and that was filmed, the commercial was filmed in May, and this trip was in June.
There you go. Good insight. Like, yeah. Like, why should her feelings be minimized because she decided to not be a victim like Sheena?
Well, and Sheena. It didn't look great for Sheena in this moment for her to mention, like the Dancing with the Stars.
Sheena, what about me, Marie?
When can it be about me? What about me, Marie? That's amazing.
What about me, Marie? Well, the thing is I see why Sheena thinks that, but it is always about her.
Yeah.
It's always about her.
Yeah.
It's everything is about her. She has been the center of every storyline.
Yeah.
There's something about Sheena. That's what they should have named the
There's
sandwich
There's something
shop.
About Sheena.
Because she's always
she
in everything. But I think that it's she wants it to be what about me because she's never like she said in that, she's like the queen bee.
Yeah.
But she is the center of fucking everything.
Yeah. And she's scared of Ariana. She's scared of losing that friendship.
Yeah.
And I understand. It's a hard place to be in. She is in between two things. And I do think it's, why am I defending Sheena so much this episode? God damn. Well, I do think it's fair. If she really wanted Dancing with the Stars and then out of the sky it was given to Ariana, great. It's nice that she was supportive. She's allowed to be sad about that. She's allowed to have feelings is
yeah.
what I'm saying.
Look, Carolyn, I am 100% on your side. I don't love this, like, what about me? But I am in the world of, like, is Sheena not allowed to have fucking feelings, though?
Like, she got the short end of the stick on some of this as well. Yeah. I mean, she didn't get a restraining order for nothing. Like, no. Yeah, we hear about it a lot. It's overkill. But it still happened, and she's still allowed to have her time to feel. That said, Sheena does not have the best delivery or sense of
awareness, social awareness, social cues. But you know what? It is the right time. She was in her room alone.
And she was crying. Apparently it was a really, really hard day. Lala was saying that she had been crying all day. It was
tough. But no, I'm with you, and I'm kind of like, am I fucking crazy for that? But, and I felt that during Scandoval too. It's like Sheena is allowed to have feelings. She's allowed to be upset. I think she's allowed to be sad that she didn't get Dancing with the Stars. She's not shitting on Ariana for getting it. We never even knew that Sheena wanted to be on Dancing with the Stars until this episode. Could have assumed because she wants to be on everything, but I don't know. I just feel like we also have to factor in that this bitch is going through postpartum, people.
Yeah.
Like, she is, you called her earlier, fragile. Mm. She is so mentally fragile. I think we just got, like, let her, cut her a fucking break, dude. Let her cry. Let her be upset. Like,
she's allowed to be upset. And I feel like Jekyll and Hyde. If Ariana were to hear that, I think she would say, totally, Sheena's allowed to have her feelings. But I still have my feelings too.
Exactly.
And my feelings in response to that were, I want the best for you, and I don't want someone in your life that literally says they don't like you.
Right.
Which is a fair point.
Right. Ariana answered the phone call. She said, you know, I love you.
And she ended it that way.
And she ended. She's allowed to listen to Sheena and not give Sheena the answers that she's
looking
for.
Absolutely.
That actually kind of takes me to the question of the week.
Oh, fuck yeah.
For those of you that don't know, we do a question of the week every week on our Instagram because we love to keep the conversation going.
Mm-hmm.
Our Instagram is Girls Unscripted Pod. And I don't know. I feel like I want the question this week to be something along the lines of, like, do you have sympathy for Sheena? Is Sheena allowed to have these feelings?
Well, we can't phrase it like that because that's leading the witness. We got to say something neutral.
Is Sheena overreacting?
The question's good. You're right.
You know, we'll workshop it, and this is fun because you guys aren't going to really know the outcome until you go on our Instagram,
so
comment, and answer.
Go to the Instagram. Kate does a great job with it. She posts all the updates on VPR.
Thank you. I do.
So
I try.
So if you want a good news source, it's also that.
That was pretty much my notes of this episode. I thought it was a good episode. I really enjoyed watching it. I actually watched it twice, so I could be super prepared. And I didn't hate watching it two times
in a
row.
Me neither.
I loved the boat scene. I love that Sheena and Lala are friends. I'm excited to see where we go from here because I do feel like we're now at a point where people can tolerate being around Tom Sandoval. So I think there's going to be a lot more group events that he's at. And I'm fucking praying that we're going to finally kind of start to walk in the other direction of Scandoval and get into like some other storylines.
As Sandoval said, he's no longer in the doghouse, but he's like maybe in the backyard. He's made a
and
little
again,
bit of improvement.
But again, a scene to make us feel bad for him. I used to just be a little dog on the street, and now I'm like on the porch and they're giving me a treat, and maybe now I can sleep in the backyard instead of the street. Like, oh my God, I just can't take it. You're 41 years old and you fucked your girlfriend's friend and you expect to be a dog allowed in the house? You're a dog. Dogs stay out back.
I don't think he was saying he wasn't a dog.
He actually was calling himself a dog, literally verbatim.
Like,
right,
he's not
right.
Wrong
right.
About
sorry,
what he's saying.
Sorry. I got heated.
It's okay. That's what we're here to do, get heated.
I've gotten a little
down.
Heated this episode.
Yeah.
Which I really don't feel that heated about this episode. I
enjoyed it.
I liked it. It gave me old school Vanderpump vibes with a new school feel.
Yes, absolutely. New relationships.
Yeah.
New storylines, hopefully blossoming. I have good feels for the next ones. Brock needs to keep the party going.
Brock needs to keep the party going. Energy up.
Energy up, everyone.
We didn't hear much from Allie this episode, really.
No, sweet girl. Well, honestly, we didn't really need to. There was enough.
Yeah.
Oh, nor James, except for the beginning of, where are my chocolates?
Yeah. Oh, some laughable moments.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I guess that just about wraps it up.
Another great week.
Yeah, we had some gabbity gab.
We had some gabbity gab. Let us know what you thought about it.
Yeah, if you fucking hated the gabbity gab, please let us know, because we'll just stick to the facts. What you guys came here for, our take on Vanderpump Rules. Because someone actually told me that they think that our podcast is more interesting than the actual show.
Wow.
That person is my friend, and I was the maid of honor in her wedding, but she did
she
say
has
that.
No ulterior motives.
She did say that.
She is unbiased.
And she didn't have to.
No, she didn't
she
have
did.
To. She could have kept her mouth shut.
Yeah, she didn't have to send that
she
text.
Did not.
But, you know, as per usual, I always like to do a little sappy ending and just thank everyone that has been watching, that have been following, that have been commenting, our old friends that have been there from the beginning, and then the new people. We've noticed we've had a lot of new listeners, a lot of
keep
new
sharing,
a lot of new Instagram followers, and we love seeing your guys' comments, and we're so fucking honored that you're listening to us. For real. For real.
But wait! We didn't do ASMR.
Oh, you're right. I have one.
Okay.
And I could do it since you did it last week,
can
if you'll let me have the honor.
For it? Yeah.
Well, I just want to say this is from season 2 of Vanderpump Rules, and it's when Ariana and Sheena go out to dinner and they're bitching about Kristen. So I just have to set it up.
So if everyone could just relax, we're going to do some ASMR from Vanderpump Rules. Take it away, Kate.
I'm smarter than you. I'm prettier than you. Get the fuck over it and move on with your life. That's our queen, Ariana Maddox, talking about Kristen Doty. Girl power.
Boom. Mic drop. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Yep. I have to pee, so
yeah, okay.
We're going to
sign
done.
Off. We're done. Bye.
Until next time. Thank you. Goodbye.
See ya.